Welcome back to the Electrify Expo podcast, brought to you by the creators of the Electrify Expo.
All right, everyone, welcome back to the Electrify Expo podcast. We're here live in Miami, and we are here with Chris DeMauro. Matt Teske couldn't make it. He's in D.C.
As always.
And, And then we have Rudy from Flightboard. Welcome.
Thank you.
All right, well, so this is a really neat device. So we've been looking at this for a while, and this is, I mean, it almost seems like magic, right? This is really kind of the closest you can get to flying over water, right?
It really is. The sensation you get is incredibly unique. Once you get going and the hydrofoil lifts you up above the water, you truly feel like you're flying.
So now, how fast do these things go? Because, I mean, I'm looking at this and I'm comparing it maybe to like a conventional jet ski or a conventional watercraft, right? Because that's kind of the market that you're going for, is the guy that has all the toys, he wants to be out playing and surfing, and this is something that really compares with that. So the question of how fast can you go, how far can you go, that's obviously something we want to talk about.
Well, the key about speed is you really only need enough speed so that you've got lift with the wing to get you up out of the water and reduce that drag. So you don't need to be going very fast in order to do that. 8 to 9 miles an hour is typically as fast as we need to go to get that kind of lift. The top speed of them is a lot more than that. So we've been clocked at over 30 miles an hour, which is crazy fast. And I speak from experience, it's not enjoyable to go that fast. You're really holding on.
Yeah, what it's got to be terrifying.
It is. And what you want to do is you want to find a nice space where you're comfortable, where you've got enough lift, you're able to carve, and you're kind of getting into this flow state. And typically that's somewhere between what a breaking wave would be doing, which is relatively slow. It's 8 to 9 miles an hour.
Speaking of comfort, like watching that, you know, again, speed, not the biggest thing, but getting used to this, the learning curve, like, I'm again, watching the video of this, it's mind-blowing. Like, how do you learn? How long does it take to get going on one of these? Because it doesn't really seem like there's anything comparable, like maybe surfing, but maybe not. Like, what's the learning curve?
It's remarkably easy to learn. If you go to one of our flight schools and get a lesson from a qualified instructor, we have an established and proven process to get people flying faster than anything else. So within a 45-minute lesson, I'm going to say most people get a handle where they're able to control it, able to foil, and have a great time.
So that's obviously a much more shallow learning curve than surfing, right? Like if you're going to try to learn how to surf on a traditional surfboard, it might take weeks before you can get up and going. And this is something that, you know, you mentioned that you had the inflatable model that is good for resorts and yachts. These are people who've never been on one of these. And by the end of the day, they're like, they're out there, they're pros.
Yes, you can get the experience, and that's what it's all about. Surfing is very much a back foot sport. So you do most of your control with your rear foot. When you're riding a flight board, you're doing most of your control with the front foot. So we find that we typically have to train surfers to use this in a different way than they would be traditionally used to. The sport that I'd liken it most to is snowboarding in powder.
Okay. So now, one of the things that I like to talk about, especially when I look at Flightboard, I've been following you guys on social media for a couple of months. You have a lot of different athletes from different sports, motorsports, surfing, everything, that come onto this, and they all look like they've just been doing it for 10 years, right? So that speaks, I think, to the learning curve, but you've mentioned before that, you know, safety is a big part of this, the learning curve is a big part of this, and also just kind of that unique experience. Do you find that other than snowboarders, do you find that certain different types of athleticism lends itself more to this, or kind of everybody can do it?
If you have a sense of balance and you're comfortable in the water, then you're going to absolutely love this product. You don't have to have another skill set to be able to master this very, very quickly. And that's what we've found with most of our owners are don't necessarily come from a water sports or an action sports background. What's so unique about the learning curve is that we have a motor on it. So once the craft starts moving in the water, it is incredibly stable. So moving through the transition from laying prone to your knees and then getting to your feet is a much slower time frame than you would have when you're surfing, where you have to pop up and land on the board and control. So you're able to slow things down and move at your own pace so that you can get comfortable with every other step of it. And that's why you've seen so many influencers, athletes, musicians around the world take to these, because they're able to do it within their own environment.
Yeah, they look like superstars. So we talked a little bit about the speed of these, the performance of these. How long can you really ride one of these? If you get out there on the water in the morning, or is it an all-day thing? Is it 2-3 hours? What are we looking at?
It depends. It's all about power to weight. So, you know, for an average person that weighs 180 pounds in average conditions, you're going to be able to ride the battery under power for about 90 minutes, an hour and a half. And that's an incredibly long time to be riding and to be on and balancing that whole time. When you add some of the extras that we have within our range and put a True Glide prop on your craft and you're out there riding waves, you could ride even longer because you've got that wave riding time where you're not under power, so you can start to extend that range even further.
So you're using the motor to get out to the wave, and then you're riding the wave back in.
When you let the trigger off or the power off the controller, the propeller will spin in reverse, so then you can just ride the energy of the wave without needing the thrust of the motor.
So it's almost like a regen braking in a car or a motorcycle. It's actually just using it back.
Well, it's not regen in the sense that it's not generating power to recharge the battery. What it's doing is it's just reducing that drag in the water, so it allows you to ride a different energy. So instead of using electricity to generate your thrust, you're using the incumbent energy in the wave to generate that thrust.
So I'm getting the sense that this is a very accessible product, you know, not crazy high speeds. There's a shallow learning curve. What about safety? You know, is this something, you know, if you're getting on there, are you worrying about it? Or, you know, it seems like you guys have put a lot of thought into this. You can talk a little bit about that?
Safety is really important to Flyteboard as a business, and that's where we start. We know we provide a tremendous experience to our owners. And the minute that an owner gets hurt, that experience is really damaged. So we focus on safety maniacally. Our hand controller disconnects from the board when you fall in the water. So I say to users, you're never in the water with a live prop. You have to consciously arm the hand controller before you can engage the motor again. And this is a big difference of other systems out there, so that you're ready to engage the propeller, you're clear of everything from the propeller, so that then you can move forward.
Yeah, there's a conscious step, a conscious process every step of the way, so you're not accidentally in the water with a prop. It doesn't lend itself to that. Now, this is you're not the founder. You kind of run the business in North America. How did you get into this? Because I can't imagine there was a listing in the paper and you thought, oh, that'd be interesting. Like, you kind of sought this out.
Well, you can tell I'm from Australia, so and I've monetized a number of businesses in the United States before. And when the founders of Flyteboard came to me to ask to help with some advice on setting up their business here, I've done this before, so I know how to do it. And I'm fortunate enough that I was in the right place at the right time and be able to go on this journey with them, which is super exciting.
And you've been in the States now. This is the Series 2, so it's the second series. So, but you've been around for a couple of years now as a company.
We have. We were an R&D company initially, and we've gone now through 3 years of shipping product. We've shipped over 4,000 flight boards to customers across the world.
That's incredible. I mean, and again, we talk about who the customer is and that shallow learning curve. Are you seeing that it's more individuals who want to have that toy and have that experience, or are you seeing it's more fleets and hotels and resorts kind of thing?
You know, it's an amazing time that we're living through right now. In 2021, with the COVID and the last 2 years, I think it's changed a lot of people's perception of what they want to do with their time. And what this product does for you is it gives you freedom. It gives you a sense of life. It gives you a sense of joy. And, you know, for a lot of families and a lot of people that have been really impacted by COVID, that new sense of freedom, that new sense of joy is incredibly valuable to them, because we've seen how easy a virus can take away so many of our freedoms.
Yeah, it's really kind of changed the sense of what's important and what matters in a lot of people's lives. And to have an experience like this, just from watching the videos, I haven't ridden one yet, but just from watching the videos, you really seem like you're having a dreamlike experience, and it's something that is tremendously attractive. So I think you're going to have a great amount of success. I can't see that anybody who sees one won't want one.
Especially when they see it out in the water. You mentioned this earlier, Joe, it looks like it's magic, because a lot of people, when you see it out there on the water, you can't see that there's a mast and wings underneath the water. You can't hear anything because they're silent, and all you see is this person just flying across the surface of the water and in complete control. And that creates this sense of intrigue. And
yes.
Then when you have something that creates the sense of intrigue that's really accessible to people, it's actually relatively easy to learn. It creates a fantastic experience. Yeah.
And it fits in your trunk. You don't need a trailer for this. You don't need a whole bunch of specialized equipment. If you have a garage, you know, a typical middle-class guy can get one of these and not require a whole system to transport it and move it and use it, right?
That's correct. The flight board that's sitting in front of us, 10 screws are what put it together. It takes 5 minutes to assemble it at the beach, so you can take it out of your car, and then you can go and have a super fun time on the water.
Yeah. So let's talk about the flight board sitting in front of us. So this is a Flight Board Pro, and this is an all-carbon body, and I mean, it's there's technology there. It's like a little mini race car.
It is. So our Pro is a 67-liter board. We use it for advanced riders. It's one of my favorite models. It's great to ride. We have the 75-centimeter mast on it that is in a black anodized aluminum and a flyer wing with the True Glide prop.
That's phenomenal. It looks great. So I looked on the website a little bit, and it seemed like there were different wing profiles that you could get. What do those do? I mean, I assume they have a different function. Some of them are easier for carving, and some of them are more stable. But like to someone who's not a nautical person or not an aerodynamicist, what do the different wings do?
So we have over 10 wings in our range, and every wing has a different function and a different purpose. So we start from wings that are really stable and locked in, that give a lot of early lift at low speed. So when you're learning, you don't need to go fast so that you can get that lift and have that experience nice and easily. And then as your skill set improves and you want to go a little bit faster, you want to carve a little bit tighter, or you want to go and ride waves, we have wings that are specifically designed for all of those things. So moving from either the flyer wing into our flow series of wings creates a whole new experience for owners. So what's nice about this product is that you can go on a journey as your skill set improves, and the only thing that you need to replace is put a new wing on your board.
That's cool, because like instead of buying four or five or six of them, it's not like a motorcycle where you buy a 250 and then you graduate to a 500 and then you get the 750. You're just changing the wing, and that's giving you that angle of attack, that different experience. That's really, smart.
It's an upgrade instead of a replacement. You know,
it's an upgrade instead of a replacement. Yeah, and it gives you that different feel. Now, some of the ones that you have at your booth, they have that guard around the propeller. This one does not.
Yes.
So this would be, I would think, a more advanced board.
Correct.
Because you're less worried about that. You've had some experience with it, and you're running with it. But performance-wise, this, you know, typically we think of performance being less efficient. You know, the big V8 muscle car has crappier mileage. This one, you actually get more runtime out of it because it's more efficient. Is that right?
Well, it's the same motor, so it's the same power unit that's driving it. What you've done is taking the prop guard off, reduces the drag in the water, so it makes that motor more efficient running in the water. So you get a little bit more responsiveness, so a little bit more freedom when you're turning, because you don't need to turn the prop guard. And when you're running the True Glide prop that we have here, when you let go of the trigger, as I said, and you're on a wave, that lower resistance allows you just to ride the energy of the wave.
And the battery pack comes out, right? It's like swappable?
Yes, the battery packs remove and then they charge separately. So you can have multiple batteries for a single board, so you could ride all day long.
Oh, that's clever. So you're saying you have like two or three battery packs that you take with you, you burn through one.
Yep.
You don't have to go back home and plug this thing in. You just swap out the pack.
Yeah, remember, you know, cars were considering that whole battery swappable idea and they're like, nah.
They don't do that anymore.
But this does, and that's really cool.
Yeah, this is just an awesome product. I really appreciate you coming out. So what I'll do is this, you know, you were kind enough to come on and do our show. I'd love to give you the run of the stage, if you will, and kind of tell the people how we can support you, how we can follow along with what you're doing, and maybe where we can experience one of these if you have a demo event coming up.
Thanks, Joe. So we're here at Miami at the Electrify Expo this weekend, and in 2 weekends, we're going to be back down in Fort Lauderdale for the Fort Lauderdale International Boat Show. So please come and see us there. Go to our website at flightboard.com or our Instagram and see if you can book a demo with either us at one of our events or go to one of our authorized flight schools that are around the country. We've got over 40 flight schools in the United States now.
Oh, I didn't realize that. That's a lot.
Exactly.
So someone listening to this, trust me, you want to see one of these, definitely look for the flight schools. And I assume you've got them in rivers and lakes as well. It's not just ocean.
On our locations page on our website, you can see where they all are. But from Hawaii to Malibu to Lake Tahoe, here in Miami, New York, Long Island, Boston, Chicago, we've got flight schools all across the country.
That's phenomenal. Thank you so much for being a part of this. This is an awesome, awesome thing. And for those of you guys looking at this on the website, it is just so much cooler and neater in real life. You owe it to yourself to check one of these out in person. These are so, so cool. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks, guys.
All right. That's a show.
The Electrify Expo is coming to Miami, Florida, October 16th and 17th, and Austin, Texas, November 12th to 14th. Tickets are on sale now at electrifyexpo.com. Hope to see you there.